About 15 minutes, something's going to happen here in the U.S. for the first time in the 50 years on Capitol Hill. They are going to begin hearings on UFOs at 6 o'clock our time this morning. The House Intelligence Committee will begin hearings on UFOs.
Have there been too many stories from pilots and things lately?
Yes.
It seems like there's a bunch of them.
The House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there are a lot of unexplained aerial phenomena. We don't know what they are. So there will be an official from defense and intelligence testifying this morning. But they don't know how much this guy is going to will be able to say about this. Because, you know, some of this stuff is it's classified information. You know, you can't. If we have
can't
little,
go freaking out the public.
If we have little green men locked up somewhere, you know, you can't say that. Although, don't you think if President Trump, like, he would have said something? Don't you think, like, he wouldn't have been able to keep that a secret? Like, that would have been something that he would want to
brag about.
He would have get out there. Or at least he would have said, hey, you know, I know something about that. And, you know, he'd drop you a few breadcrumbs. But
I have a secret, and it's huge.
Yeah. The request for more information on UFOs is coming from both Republicans and Democrats. And we, of course, are one of the leading states in UFO sightings every year.
The headquarters in Eastern Washington, isn't it?
Yeah. We have the third most UFO sightings we did at least last year of any state in the country.
And that's with all the clouds, too.
Yeah. All right. Now, what do you think? Who do you think's ahead of us? Who do you think your heavy hitters are in UFO sightings, Brad? Washington, number three on the charts.
Well, give me Nevada because of that Area 51 or whatever.
Well, no, Nevada's not in there. You got to think about population would factor in. That's probably why Nevada's not among the top 10.
And it always seems like someplace like Mississippi or something seems to have sightings.
No, not Mississippi. Again, it's more populated states. So Washington is number three on the list. California is number one. It's not even close. California, far and away, number one. Florida is number two. Washington close by to Florida in sightings. And then you got Texas, and then you got New York State as your top five UFO states. So things may clear up.
Didn't they just post a whole bunch of pictures like a Supermax black hole that they just found? But they still don't have any pictures of.
There was a story about a black hole that was flying around the internet last week and had people abuzz. The most common way that UFO appearances have been described are by bright or circling lights, circles, triangles, fireballs, and spheres in the sky.
Let's get the people that have been probed up there and get them talking again.
I think the Whidbey Island 911 reports probably make up the bulk of the Washington UFO reports. The calls out on Whidbey. That's probably just stuff they're seeing from NAS Whidbey, maybe. Or, you know, maybe they let the little green men, the UFOs, go out and play in the middle of the night. They let them out for a little while, and maybe that's
they're keeping tabs on Whidbey.
That's what people are seeing.
So they're swinging by every once in a while.
So stand by this morning at 6 o'clock is when the hearings begin. So bulletins.
And trust me, you'll be able to trust every word they say.
Bulletins could come into the program at any point this morning where we get verification from defense officials that we've got little green guys locked up somewhere.